Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back together as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 24th day of the month of Sivan. Continue to hold Achenu Kol Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings, in his mercy, put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, Benomar Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Nachum Metz, Rosh Kollel of the Community Kollel of Greater Las Vegas in Las Vegas, Nevada, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Metz's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chafalik, Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, both recited in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach Lecholim, during which Rabbi Metz will pause for about 30 seconds, so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Metz.
Thank you very much. I'd like to begin just with a quick story. 1906, the most devastating earthquake to ever hit the United States, struck San Francisco. It was a 7.9 magnitude earthquake, killed more than 3,000 people, left more than 300,000 homeless, and destroyed more than 80% of the city's buildings. This was before the days of building codes and zoning and things like that. And in the wake of the earthquake, engineers, architects were curious what buildings and what structures survived. And to their surprise, there was one very small bridge located in the Golden Gate Park, a tiny bridge with a span of no more than about 20 feet, more of a pedestrian bridge than anything. And surprisingly, this bridge survived the earthquake. Why? Why did that bridge survive? The Chovos HaVavos in Shar Prishos, Perek Aleph, he talks about a really fundamental idea when we talk about the Jewish people as a whole. He quotes the verse in Isaiah, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that says, Lo tahu bara masheves yitzara, that God did not create this world, l'tohu, for no purpose, but rather, l'shaveh sitzara, God built this world and created this world to be settled. And the Chovos HaVavos describes, he explains that because of that idea, we need the world to be settled, we have to have different people doing different jobs. No one person can do everything. So, we need a farmer to farm the land, we need the blacksmith to do the blacksmith work, because the blacksmith can't be a farmer, and the farmer can't be a blacksmith. So one person compensates for the other person's lacking and deficiencies, and so on and so forth. We need doctors. We need accountants. We don't need lawyers and politicians, but that's for a different conversation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world where people need to do different things so that societies can function. Everyone engages in their particular craft and their particular area of expertise, and when everyone comes together, society becomes stronger. My Rebbe would always point out, this isn't just an idea for building a strong civic community. It's not just a good plan for developing a colony, although it is true. It's a much deeper idea that applies to our ruchnius, that applies to our spirituality. On a spiritual level, we all need one another. he would always point out that we find when the Jewish people in Klal Yisrael were in the desert, they were organized by shvatim, they were organized by tribes. Each tribe had a particular koach, a particular strength in their spirituality. And those kochos and that strength that that tribe had often came with certain deficiencies. And when you had a different tribe, when the other shvatim, well, their kochos, their other strengths compensated for the weaknesses of the other shvatim. And when you have 12 shvatim and 12 tribes coming together, each tribe with their unique set of kochos, unique set of strengths, well, now you can have a kahal. Now you can have a Jewish people. You think of Yisachar and Zebulun as a good example. Yisachar was focused on Torah studies. Zebulun was more focused on finances. Well, when the two of them, those are opposite strengths in many situations, well, they compensate for one another, and so on and so forth. And it's not just about the shvatim, not just about the tribes and the Jews who are in the desert, but it's about each and every one of us today. Each one of us has separate kochos, separate unique strengths and talents, different spiritual goals and different spiritual destinies. And Klal Yisrael needs each and every one of us, because my strengths compensate your weaknesses and your strengths compensate my weaknesses. And when we all come together, that's when Klal Yisrael, that's when the Jewish people really excel spiritually. That's when we as a community, we as a people really thrive. It's when we are all pulling our weight as individuals spiritually. So my strengths compensate for your deficiencies, and your deficiencies compensate, and your strengths compensate for my deficiencies. And that's why each and every one of the reasons why each and every one of us is so important. Each and every one of us is spiritually so important. A Sefer Torah missing just one letter is possible. And when Klal Yisrael, if just one of us isn't doing what our spiritual job, well, then as a group, we're not as strong. It was very interesting in the early 1800s when concrete was originally developed and engineers, architects were building structures out of concrete. Well, they noticed the problem. One of the real strengths of concrete is it has tremendous compressive strength. Try squishing a piece of concrete, it's not going anywhere. When you try to compress concrete, not much will happen. It's tremendously strong when it comes to its compressive strength. The problem with concrete, however, is it has very poor tensile strength. Tensile strength is the opposite of compression. It's the force pulling outwards. If you are to expand concrete, if you try to pull concrete apart, it breaks very quickly. In the 1870s, there was an architect and engineer named Ernest Ransome, and he had a brilliant idea. He wasn't the inventor of it, but he was one of the early pioneers of developing a concept where he would put iron bars, steel bars, into the concrete. You think about it, steel, iron, really all metals have the exact same opposite kochos. Steel, iron, it has incredible tensile strength. Try pulling apart even just a wire hanger. Yank and yank and yank and it won't budge. But if you push it in, you compress it, well, that's when it bends. Metal, iron, steel has the exact opposite kochos and strength as concrete. And Ransome had a brilliant idea. Let's put iron bars and steel bars inside of our concrete and have the two strengths compensate for each one's weakness. And he would put reinforced bars, rebar. He is the developer of rebar into concrete. And wouldn't you know, it was incredibly strong. But there were many doubters. Many people didn't believe that it was a real good construction material. After the San Francisco earthquake, that bridge, which was designed by Ernest Ransome, that was one of the first times that rebar's strength was really highlighted to the world. That bridge, which still stands today, anonymously in Golden Gate Park, was one of the first structures that really showed how when you have two different materials with different strengths and different weaknesses, but that they compensate for one another, when you put them together, their strengths are really, really mechazic one another. They really empower and strengthen one another. This lesson is so important for each and every one of us to remember that we need to do and carry our own spiritual weight to help make sure that Klal Yisrael is thriving spiritually. Let's recognize each and every one of us, we have our own unique kochos, our own unique strength set, that skill set of strength. And when we do what we're supposed to be doing spiritually, Klal Yisrael becomes stronger. And another, I think, secondary point, which is really important to remember, is to recognize that Achinu Beis Yisrael, we think about Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, particularly in North America, but around the globe as well, 80 to 85% of Klal Yisrael is just not engaged spiritually. You have to recognize that's a huge crisis, because when you have 80, 85% of the Jewish people not engaged spiritually, Jewishly, well, that means that us as a nation, well, we're not as strong as we should be and ought to be. So let's remember, let's all make sure we're mechazik ourselves, that we're doing what we need to be doing spiritually, and let's remember, let's do whatever we can to help bring our brothers and sisters, hachas kante hashkina, let's make sure that they're doing what they ought to be doing spiritually, and together, if we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing in terms of our spiritual strengths, Klal Yisrael will be able to survive even the strongest of earthquakes. We'll now recite Tehillim Chaf, Kapitel Chaf, Psalm 20. Amasef mizmor l'David, Yancho Adonai b'yom sara, Yisaget pashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishach ezrefa mikodesh, Nitziyam yisadeka, Yizkar kol min tolsecha, V'olasecha yidash nesela, Yitem l'chachil v'avecha, V'chol asosecha yimalei, Miranin abishu asecha, V'shem Eloheinu nigol, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, Shir la malal sefai nayel hehari me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adonai yosei shomayim v'ores. Al yitei lamos raglecha al yonum shomrecha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha adonai silcha al yadim inecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha v'yareyach v'layla. Adonai Yishmar Chami Kora Yishmar Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmar Teistav Oecha Neyasa Avi Adolam. Tehillim Kuflamid 130. Shiram Alos Mimamakim Kirosticha Adonai. Adonai Shimodi Koli Tienos Nefa Kashubos Likol Tafinai. Im Avonos Tishmar Ya Adonai Niyamod. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei, ki vithi Adonai kipsa nafshi velibaro al chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed v'ardeim ofidos. V'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol Adonosav. Achinu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim basaro v'ashivya. Ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Ha'mokam yirachim aleihem v'yotiyei mitara lervacha. Me'afela le'ora v'yishubod le'gula. Ashta bagolot v'zman korib v'nomar amein. Our brothers and sisters, the whole house of Israel who are in distress and or captivity, on sea or on land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. And now Misha Berach for our Chayalim. Misha Berach Abbasinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Yivarecha Chayalei Tavo Hagana Yisrael. V'anshei Kokot HaPitachon. Amdim al Mishpar Arseinu. V'arei Eloheinu Migbal. V'ad Midbar Mitzrayim. Min Hayom HaGadol. Ad Bo Arava. V'chom Akam Shehem. V'ayav Asa V'adir V'ayam. Yitein Adonai Tzayvenu. Akamim Aleinu. Nigafim Lefeihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishpar V'yachil at Chayalim. Kol Tzara V'tzuka. Kol Nega U'Makala. Yishach bracha ve'aslacha b'chol ma'aseh yizeihem, yader soninu tachteihem, yashem kesha yishua, v'ateres nisachon, yikuyim bahem ha'chotov ki azma yalaitem, ha'ol eitim ha'chem yilachim lachem, yimoy veitem, lo shiaschem, v'no ma'ar amein. And now a mishaberach for cholim. Mishaberach ha'vatino avrim yisuch v'yakov, moshir aron dog v'shlomo, v'yivorech, etzach cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Achimam Arpam Lazok Lazokam Lazielsam Yishach Lam Meir Hushalei Bamin Asher Mayim Kapal Vareim Kapal Gideihem Zol Char Kapal Yisrael Kuvas Hanavash Ruvas Hagav Asher Bagala Uvidban Koriz Amar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Metz. Looking forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in Yirtzeh Hashem. In the near future, I also want to thank, as always, Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day. May all of our tefillos be answered. L'tova.